What's up, guys? Welcome to today's video of the Urban Martial Artist Podcast. I'm David.
I'm Anna.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Yoshi.
Awesome. And today's going to be our first published podcast. Not necessarily the first one recorded, but it's the first one that we're going to publish out to you. So we're going to tell you how we all met each other. We'll probably get some interesting stories involved with that. And it'll be a good podcast. We're going to lay the groundwork for all these other podcasts that you're going to be hearing.
David, do you want to start? And David and Anna kind of also talk about maybe how Urban Martial Artists started a little bit too.
Sure. So I guess maybe we should go over the history of the blog and how this kind of got started.
Yeah.
Probably. So, and that kind of leads into the podcast. And so it was December of 2020 when nobody was doing anything in person. And I remember calling Anthony, and I called Anthony to see if I had some questions. Anthony's a software engineer. I had some questions about how to parse an XML file in Python. And somehow that led to us talking. We were like, you know what, Anthony, we should open a school together. And we should do that. So then Anthony and I had a very serious Zoom call to talk about this. We were like, oh, that might be a little ambitious. Let's do a blog. And let's invite Anna to do the blog too, because that'd be fun. And so that's how the blog started. And we went live with that in March of 2021. Mm-hmm. And I think it was June of 2022. That we decided that in the way that we would review our articles. So basically, back in the day when the blog was still young, we would have our articles and we would review them together on a Zoom call, and we would read them to each other and discuss. And so in June of 22, we finally realized, like, hey, our meetings are basically a podcast if you think about it. Mm-hmm. So then we decided to actually do a podcast, and we decided, you know what, we'll do this. We'll talk about martial arts. We'll try and see if we can loop it to the corporate world. At that time, everyone involved, Anna has since left the corporate world to do cooler things, but at that time, everyone was involved in the corporate world in some sort of matter. So trying to build a connection, like how can you take your lessons from martial arts and apply them to the corporate world? Because it's not always clear how to do that.
Yeah.
They say it, but it's not always clear how that'll come together. So we decided to go ahead and have this podcast. And then eventually we were like, you know what? Two articles a week with three writers is too much. Let's have Yoshi join. So we asked Yoshi and he said, why, yes, of course. And then we were like, we should have a fifth. And we reached out to you, Rachel, and you were like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I remember talking about it at like after one of the tournaments. There may or may not have been alcohol involved in the conversation. And it was like, I was maybe drunkenly approached saying, Rachel, you should come and do this podcast with us. It was a lot of yelling. It was great. I loved it. And I was like, how can I say no to that kind of energy?
Right.
So that's kind of how I ended up on board this crazy train over here, which
I think part of the story too was you had come to us and you had said you should have more female writers.
Correct.
And I said, why, yes, of course. You want to be the solution to that problem?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember what was your first article you actually published on the website?
Ooh,
good question. I think it was we did our bios,
and then
I have my bio up yet.
Oh well, there you go.
My bio on there for a while. No one's up there, so.
Yeah.
Just waiting,
patiently waiting. I think we had three articles, and I remember Anna's or Anthony's. Both of yours were kind of similar, I think. I think yours was what, self-defense is not fighting or something like that. And then yeah, Anthony's was, I forget what Anthony's was. And I think mine was that imposter syndrome article.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. I still really enjoy that one. I apply that to like everyday work all the time. Mm-hmm.
That's a very strong start to your blog right there. That article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think for the life of me which one I wrote. I think I want to say it was when my article on like training on an island. I think it was that one word, but I can't remember.
Yeah, like I mean, so for me, I guess I like to think of the blog kind of like how David mentioned earlier as kind of a way to explain and I guess relate the different things we do in martial arts and how it can apply to like everyday life. So I always try to keep that in mind when I write articles. Like I want to be able to have non-martial artists be able to read it and still kind of understand. And then for the podcast, I feel like it's a similar thing, but with the podcast, it's a little different because I feel like here we get to kind of talk together and like collaborate together. Versus we have done a couple collaboration articles, but this is like podcasting is a lot different. So it's a little bit more in my head, I guess. It feels more like realistic in the sense that like this is kind of what martial artists just talk about with other martial artists and just kind of the different I guess just how we interact, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, I know we have quite the list of topics, some exciting things coming up. We have other episodes that we've recorded, as David said earlier. This isn't necessarily the first one that we've recorded, but it's going to be the first in the order of release, just to kind of introduce you, the audience, to what it is we're going to be doing moving forward. But we have a lot of exciting things and topics that we want to bring up. And yeah, kind of bring in some different views on, you know, kind of martial arts in real life, what that looks like and how we continue to apply these things, you know, every day. It's not, you know, it's not just being on the, dojang floor. It's walking around and living a martial arts life, right?
So I had to think back, but I vividly remember when I met Anna. And so Anna started training when I was, I don't know, was I a black belt yet or was I Chodanbo?
I think you might have been a red belt.
Red belt. Okay. And so I think originally you were in like your first class, you were with your brother because your brother tried it out, right? You didn't end up sticking with it, but you started out with him in his class and you were in S for that one class, but that was when my brother was, you know, much younger. So I was like in the hallway, I was like, she's older than the rest of them. And then sure enough, on that Friday, you came to sparring class and it was six people only. And it was for 1 hour. You were in the same group of three going and doing two-on-one sparring. You sparred very well for having it been day one. I'm like, oh, she's for real. Here we go. So that's how we met. Yeah.
That was fun. I just remember being like, oh, okay. And then, so I forget who I think. Yeah, this isn't the normal teacher, but, you know, just do your best today. I'm like, okay. That was fun.
So yeah. that was the first, your first class. That was the first time we met. When I met Yoshi, so there's when I met Yoshi and when I really met Yoshi. So like, I mean, everyone knows who Yoshi is. But when I really started to get to know Yoshi, it was, not really in a martial arts sense. It was when we were going to get bone of beef at work together. Actually, we got to know each other more on a personal level. So we would get lunch together. And for the first couple of weeks, I was a little nervous because I was like, oh no, this is like a karate lunch. I got to be all serious. But no, I mean, we loosened up and stuff. And then we trained together in person and online simultaneously, preparing to test for our sadan. And then we would go out to eat dinner after that. So that would always be a good time.
Yeah. I remember the one time eating lunch in the cafeteria. This is like a Wednesday. Before July, right? And we're there at 11 o'clock, we're eating, 30 minutes goes by. David gets up to go back to his desk. I'm like, David, the day before 4th of July, no one cares if you're 10 or 15 minutes late. Just sit down, relax.
I remember that.
Yeah. 15 minutes later, 11:45 hits. I'm going back to my desk. I'm like, go ahead. Lose up just a bit, but I think you've loosened up quite a bit since then. So
yeah, that was a good time. And then I think when I met Rachel the first time, like, I mean, people knew who Rachel was, but the first time I really got scary. To know Rachel
what does that
more,
what do you mean by that, David? I don't know, good thing, like, or a bad thing?
It's I'd say it's a good thing. You're like, I think one of these times you just logged on to our Saturday night COVID Zoom call.
Yeah,
and that was fun. And then, of course, there's all of the, I guess, fun and partying that happens at, you know, some of the events and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's when we met.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yes. Anna, do you want to talk about how you met Dave and the rest of us?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you kind of heard how I met David. So that was that.
Well, that's how he met you. But how did you meet?
Oh. Isn't, I mean, that one in the same?
Pretty much,
no, because
there's three sides to every story. One side, that's the other true. Side, and the truth.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like a triangle. Whoa.
Wild.
Yeah. So I remember going to my first class, and yeah, it was with my brother. My brother's 6 years younger than me, so he was, I think, 7 at the time, and I was 12 or 13. I think I had just turned 13, actually. And so I went to, like, his age class because he didn't want to do it alone. And, yeah, he didn't like it too much. So then eventually I the next class I went to was the adult class. And, yeah, it was funny because I just show up and there was only a few people there. And it was so, yeah, like David said, we just kind of sparred for the whole hour. And so I was kind of just like, okay, I guess. And so I was just like doing whatever. I had no idea what to do. But yeah, I just remember sparring with David. And then I remember, yeah, we did the 2-on-1. And I remember asking who, and I was like, I don't really know what to do. And it was just like, it's okay. You're not trying to win or anything. You're just trying to, like, throw moves out and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, that was kind of my first introduction to David and, like, I guess Kung Sudo in general. So that was cool. I first met Yoshi, I remember, well, the first time I heard about Yoshi, one of my friends, she was in the same class, we were like friends and everything, and she was like, one day she's just like, have you met Yoshi? I'm like, what? No. I'm like, who's that? And she's just like,
he's the little green dinosaur. Duh.
I know. Yeah, that's like, that's where my mind went. I was just like, have I met him? I mean, in the games, yeah. But then she's like, oh yeah, Yoshi's awesome. I'm like, okay, cool. Noted. And so then I think the next time I didn't go to any events or tournaments until I was a blue belt, because I was like really shy. And yeah, I just kind of showed up for class and then went home. So I think the first time I met you was at the first regionals I was at, and I didn't really talk to you or anything. I just like saw you and, like, I forget, somebody was just like, oh, that's Yoshi. I'm like, oh, that's Yoshi. Okay. And then I remember somebody else. I think the first time I talked to you was maybe at like a bonanza or something, where we were like, it was like at a dinner, we were all hanging out after the event, whatever it was. And that was the first time I talked to you. I remember, wait, it might've been at a party actually. I don't know. But it was, I remember for a while, somebody called you Tung Sudo Captain America, because you're just like, your Facebook presence and like everything, like, I don't know, you just embody the art very well, you know, just very like respectful and like traditional and stuff. So yeah, it was I was kind of like, kind of in the same way David said, how like he's a little bit nervous, like, to first hang out with you and everything, because it's like, ah, it's karate person. I was kind of the same way, but then the more that we like talked and hung out, I'm like, oh, he's like super chill, he's cool. So now we're like good friends and everything. And I really honestly don't remember the first time I met Rachel. It was one of those things where like I knew who you were because I think the first time we actually met was at like a bonanza. I think we were in like a similar group or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you remember,
I was gonna say then, the only other thing, because I was kind of thinking the same thing, like there's not any like particular things that's necessarily like stand out as like, oh, this was the first time, but it's like I have like memories of like the first time that I'm like, I'm gonna be friends with these people. And mm-hmm. for me with you, Anna, was I have this memory of black belt camp, like mm-hmm. hanging out, possibly consuming beer. Mm-hmm. might have happened. Plausible deniability. I'm not confirming or denying anything. But I remember like hanging out outside at Dawn Camp on like, I think it was like Saturday night with you. We ran into all of you hanging out outside and we were like, oh, and that was when we just kind of started to like bond and hang out and become friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is like a cool group. So that's really kind of like my memory of you, Anna.
Yeah, I do remember that time. And I think that was the time I was just like laying in the grass and looking at Correct. The stars because it was like, they were so yeah. pretty.
Yeah. And it was also like 1 o'clock in the morning by this point. Like it was yeah. really late.
yeah.
And we're like, oh, we have to train That's in the fun. Morning.
yeah.
David, when I first met you, I don't really remember when I like first like met you out other than just like I remember seeing you for a long time and being like, oh my gosh, like this kid can absolutely destroy me if he wanted to. Like I remember like seeing you at tournaments when I first joined and started training, and I was like, I just see this kid that's just like absolutely wrecking everybody is like my memory of like, it was like he trains at Elmhurst. And I was like, and of course you're doing like, oh, these crazy wild kicks. And like, that was my impression of like Elmhurst school at the time too, was just like, everybody at Elmhurst can do these like crazy kicks. And I was like, man, I'm jealous. like, I can't, like, I was like an orange belt at the time. I was like, there's no way. right. And then, yeah, eventually, again, I think through Anna and Yoshi, like, cause I had better relationships with them first, I got to know you, David. And then yeah, my thought back to, you know, COVID, the height of COVID, we can't do anything, and Yoshi had sent me a thing saying, hey, like we're all gonna hang out and do a Zoom call if you want to join. And I was like, what else am I doing other than sitting on my couch by myself? So I was like, sure, why not? And then it was like, okay, this is really fun. So I've talked about how I met David and Anna, but I haven't talked about Yoshi, and he's the one I've actually known the longest. And he's kind of the reason I, in a lot of ways, that I know the two of you as well as I do at this point. Yoshi, I just remember I would see you at like events you went to. I remember like my first interaction with you was very much like kind of the Tungsteno Captain America vibe that David had talked about earlier, just simply because it was like, what first struck me was, I was like, this guy trains at every single school and goes to every single event. And I was like, what does he actually do for a living? I'm like, I don't think he works. And then you would come, you were in Edon at the time when I met you. And you would come and train at Theros's first school. And so that's when I really started to get to know you. You would teach there and train there. And then I started to get to know you better. And then, you dated somebody that was part of the school for a little bit. I won't mention who.
That's getting edited out.
You can edit that out. And so, yeah, so because like you would be a part of the university program and you had interacted with so many people, especially like from like you and Theros were such good friends. I would see you around a lot. And then we just started like talking and interacting more and more and more at tournaments and events. And that just kind of like, I mean, it just kind of continued to take on you know, kind of this life of its own. But I think like the first I'm trying to think, I'm like the first time that I was like, oh, like we're like really good friends was, it was after a tournament or maybe it was after black belt camp, but we were talking about how you were gonna go over to the Michigan schools, and I was like, well, if you're ever going through Michigan, like you need to stop and like we can do dinner sometime and hang out. And then eventually you did, you stopped through at Latitude 42 in Kalamazoo, and we went there, and that was like our first time really like hanging out just the two of us, because I was like, oh, we got to go there because they've got like really good food and stuff like that. I didn't know that you didn't drink at the time, or I wouldn't have necessarily taken you to a brewery. But yeah, so we ended up, you were stopping through and we went there and had some dinner. And that was kind of like what solidified our friendship in my head.
I didn't realize Latitude 42 was a bar. And at first you're like, we met at Latitude 42. I'm like, whoa, you remember the exact.
That's Yoshi's
turn. I think it's Yoshi's turn.
But first I want to tell a funny story about Yoshi early on that I didn't include earlier. So I remember,
oh, absolutely.
I remember seeing Yoshi get promoted to black belt. And it was pretty cool because Yoshi was the only one in his 20s getting promoted. Everyone else was older. And so it was cool. It's like, oh, a young guy's doing it. I could do it too. And then at the next event, the Bonanza.
David, weren't you like 12 when you got promoted?
Yeah, I was 12, but seeing Yoshi get promoted was still cool. Cause it's like,
yeah,
this guy still has all of his hair and none of his hair is gray. This is cool. Okay.
I was certainly not the youngest guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I just look young.
Did you say it's because you're Asian?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's good genetics.
So anyways, I saw Yoshi get promoted. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then what made it even cooler, so when Yoshi got promoted, he had short hair and no beard. And this is the first Yoshi beard edition. Then at the next event, he had long hair and a beard. I'm like, this man has transcended. He got his black belt. He's at a different level.
Now the beard is back.
Now the beard's back.
Yeah. Beard back. Hair stain. Yeah. Beard's back.
How long was your hair? Could you like put it in a ponytail?
No, it wasn't that long. It was down close to my shoulder there.
Wow.
Flat.
I was gonna say when I first met it was sans beard, short hair though. Fully thought that he was like he had just graduated college. You looked so young, and I don't think you've aged a day, if I'm being honest. The beard makes you look older now, but that's about it.
Yeah. That helps. It helps a lot.
Yeah.
So first time I met Dave, I can't pinpoint a certain time where I met. And actually, I think I talked to his dad more than R, because I would see he's always there with a video camera filming David and his competitor, right? So I would get to talk to him, to his dad. And met his mom there as well. Well, I think of the point where really I started seeing Dave when he joined our division competition. And it's like, oh, this kid's coming in our ring now in the 18-34 racket. So that was an interesting time. I don't remember exactly what year that was.
That was 2016.
Yeah. 2016. Okay. I can like count me off to get the years. So that was when I really started knowing David Wes. As we started competing together in the same division. But yeah, I knew you always, again, very athletic, always super hyper focused on not just your competition, but your forms, your technique and all that. So I always respected you for that as you were coming up the ranks. I remember distinctly, I was at your Chodan Bo test at Elmhurst. It was you and Matt Belisle and the one other kid on the floor there. I actually have a videotape of you guys doing Hachi Chodan. Yeah. I remember I was at that gup test and I was like this kid's going place. I like your technique that you had out there and everything. So we had a bright red hair, I think, at the time.
I think so, yeah.
You met your red trim and your red belt.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I do remember that pretty distinctly. That's when I see him actually talking to you. I don't remember exactly when that would be. You just kind of, again, like as we're hanging out after, whether it's after the GUP test or after events, just hanging around. Mm-hmm. I think that's when we start getting to know each other pretty well.
I think we first started like talking more when we were both on the setup committee.
Oh, yeah. That would do it. Yeah. You always bring out your Jet Dragon people. David brings his fighting.
When I moved yesterday, I made sure to bring the orange hat.
There we go.
For those of you that don't know what the orange hat is, whenever we have tournaments, training events, anything like that, we have an entire committee and they're the orange hats, and that's how you find them to know if you have a job to do or not. And then you basically look like a walking traffic cone.
Yeah.
That was the whole idea. When I bought those hats, it had to be bright, it had to be really easy to see so people know exactly who to follow.
Right. It works.
I was very happy. I was happy that the region was willing to pay for all those hats. Only made one order. I never made another order of those hats, so they're still floating out there somewhere. Rachel, I don't know. Again, I knew you by proxy, like through Mary actually, and the other Valpo kids. I think there was the one time we went our first class at the old Shareville location. Yeah, I just set up all the mats and everything. Imagine if they also want to do a class. And like, what?
I know. That picture comes up every year, and I love it.
Yep, there's that picture. And then when you got promoted to black belt, I just remember to just kind of photobomb it. It's like
Did. You like, it's like this flying Yoshi perfectly in had at my black belt promotion. And he's it's just like perfect. And the way it's set up, you go, is he this tall? And if you know Yoshi, that's not true. But he's so high up and it's so perfectly set. Looks like he's standing on something.
So I do remember doing the photobombing you guys on that one.
I forgot about that. But yeah, that's a really good one.
But then, man, I think later on you went off to Germany, injured. I remember when you got injured. Don't want to bring up any horrible traumatic
memory. That's for a different podcast.
Then he came back and started training again. And that's when we got to know you a lot better.
Yeah, that's true. And we also talked a little bit while I was in Germany too. Like we would chat back and forth a little bit on social media here and there. Just like, I think you would just like comment on posts of things that I would put up.
Oh, okay.
Because some of those, well, and the only reason I'm remembering that now is because thank you, social media tracking for, keeping track of my life better than I can. I saw it the other day, something that I had posted and you had commented and I was like, oh yeah, we used to chat on social media posts that I would make when I was living over there. Just like, hey, how's it going? Or whatever, just general comments.
Yeah. So I guess that's how I met you guys. Yeah.
So I guess unless we wanted to talk about how we all met Anthony, but.
Oh, Anthony. Anthony is our behind the scenes web guy at this stage, I guess is the best.
Yeah.
Way to kind of describe Anthony's role. He fights the porn bots.
Yes.
Yes, number one defense.
I met Anthony at IIT. There's a whole article about it. Just go to this article.
We can put it in the notes that we can link in the episode. Yeah. The episode show link notes.
We can do that. So yeah, Anthony. So initially when I went to IIT, there were other martial arts groups that were working out there. So I wanted to acquaint myself with the group. So I just went to the jiu-jitsu class that Anthony was training in. And Anthony was wearing a white belt and he showed up late on that particular day. But you could tell that the way that man walked, that he meant business. Like he just walked in and you could tell that this is not the first martial art that he's doing. And so he comes up to me and I'm wearing a t-shirt because I didn't have my jiu-jitsu gi. I haven't bought one of those. I went to the class for about a month, but it was a fine class. Anyways, Anthony, he comes up to me. He's like, oh, you do Tung Sudo. I know about Tungsudo. I do Taekwondo. I want to see some of your stuff one of these days. And then so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be trying to teach a class here. Oh, you're going to be teaching a class here? I go to all the classes. I'm going to be going to your class. And then so he did. And then we free sparred for the first time. It was always fun. Whenever Anthony and I spar, there's blood. But it's smiley blood. Like your lip is bleeding, but you're like so I don't know what you're so intrigued by your own blood when you're sparring Anthony, and you're like, oh, this is cool. I'm bleeding and I'm still going. And yeah. A lot of fun stories from the IIT martial arts, not just Fighting Hawk Tungsudo, but all of the others that are there too. So that's how I met Anthony.
I don't think I ever got cut sparring really? Ever.
I've got concussed. Never had.
I've got like a slightly broken finger once, but
maybe that could be another knee. Podcast episode. Our battle wounds from sparring.
Yeah.
When did I meet Anthony? I'm trying to remember. Was it? I'm trying to remember. I don't think I ever met him when I went to IIT. I don't think he ever showed up to class when I was there.
That he was at.
Maybe. I do remember when he came.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that time. I just don't remember exactly when I met Anthony. Though he's another one like you, David. Like I knew about him through through you more from the stories you told about Anthony than actually meeting him. But it wasn't until later I met Roald, and then we got hang out a couple times for like dinner or lunch. Like that one Christmas we hang out. We went to a downtown.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
I remember that quite distinctly.
Yeah. I actually remember the first time I met Anthony because I was bringing my student over to IIT for a GUP test, and Anthony was wearing his Taekwondo belt and his Taekwondo uniform and everything. And we needed, we had an odd number of people testing, so we needed somebody to be a partner for sparring. And so Anthony went against my student, and he did something where he kind of like hit himself and like, whoa, he's tapping into his chi networks. And he's like, this guy means business, which I mean, he does, you know, it's like how David said, he does walk around, you know, like you can tell he's like, he knows stuff, but it was so funny. I can't remember the actual reason why he did it, but it wasn't tapping into chi networks.
I mean, I hit myself when I'm trying to warm up and all that. I thought you
met him at the quiz that we had when I invited you to our GUP quiz. That was before that test, or was that after?
Oh, yeah, that might have been it.
So we were having this quiz because I wasn't so sure my students were ready to test. We're going to have a quiz. And so I'm like, hey, Anna, do you want to come to this? And you're like, yeah, fine. And so you came. And then I don't know what I said to my students, but they looked so defeated after I talked to them. And then like Anthony came up to us outside of the gym and he was like, David, I don't know what you said to them, but y'all had them rethinking their lives.
Yep.
So now whenever someone says that a pretest is a quiz, all I hear in my ears, in my head is, y'all had them rethinking their lives.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Rachel, have you met Anthony like in the flesh?
Not in person, not in the flesh. I think the first time I end up meeting Anthony will probably be at your housewarming party.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be, unless we end up actually doing like an urban martial artist, like weekend trip together somewhere, something like that. That's about, because so for those that don't know, everybody else on our staff lives in the Chicagoland area and I live in Michigan. So I am on a very fun, different time zone than everybody else. You wouldn't think 1 hour would make a difference. And yet some days it just does. Yeah. So everybody over there gets to like hang out and see each other a lot more often. I'm kind of like on this like little island by myself, and I just get to see people when we have events, which is every few months, which is, so I get to see you all pretty frequently, which is good. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Anything else?
That's how we met each other.
What?
That's how we met each other.
That's how we
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
do you have
I was going to say, on that note, sounds like pretty much wrapped up. This is where I would normally say, if you liked our episode, please like and subscribe. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on social media, on Facebook. Reach out to us at our email. If you have topics that you would like us to talk about. And our blog is www.theurbanmartialartist.com. So check out our articles there. And David, our email is?
Our email is urbanma312@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.